Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If any of you have been to the mall or Costco during peak hours, you can appreciate the frenzy of finding parking. But one store's lot might be the most notorious struggle, and that is Trader Joe's. So I grew up near the very first locations in Southern California, so I can confirm the backed up traffic trying to get in or parking a block or two away just to avoid all of that chaos. It is a constant theme. And if you head down Folsom Boulevard in East Sacramento, chances are you have been caught in that same gridlock. It is more than just an inconvenience. It can also be a traffic safety concern. Over the past several months, an auxiliary overflow lot meant to relieve congestion has opened, then it closed, and now it reopened again. Gerardo Zavala is Cap Radio's communities reporter, has been closely following these developments, and joins us with the latest chapter in this parking saga. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So the last time you joined us about this issue was back in October last fall. So this is a follow-up to the previous story. But October, that's kind of feels light years away. So just get us up to speed on how this all got started.
Yeah, of course. So as you mentioned, an overflow parking lot opened next door. It was at the old Burr's Ice Cream Shop, and it was there for several months. It closed in August with no real explanation. There were rumors among staff and customers, and that's all I could go off of at first. And last month, it just magically reopened again.
Okay, so someone who doesn't live in Sacramento may be thinking, what is up with an overflow lot? Why is this generating so much interest? So if someone hasn't been to the East Sac Trader Joe's, describe the parking that exists at this location.
Yeah, there's definitely not enough parking. They have 63 spaces, which is definitely not enough to meet the high demand. I think this is one of the busiest Trader Joe's in the region, and 63 spaces do not work. And then it does cause a lot of issues along Folsom Boulevard. It's a very busy road, and it's constantly congested around there on both sides because people are trying to pull in from the opposite direction, and then there's this line that forms, and it just is chaos. Plus, the spaces are very narrow and difficult to maneuver in and out of, which can cause issues. If two people are parked, you know, on the line, suddenly you lose a spot and then there's, you know, not as many spaces. And that is an issue that I run into a lot.
Yeah, and this stretch of Folsom Boulevard is pretty narrow. I think it's kind of the equivalent of like one lane in each direction. So if there is that congestion of people trying to make that left or that right turn into that small parking lot, it can really cause a backup, especially during rush hour. So what did you learn about why the overflow lot at the old ice cream shop, why it opened and then closed?
So that's the $1 million question. And I really can't answer that question yet. I spent hours reporting on this over several weeks the first time, yet Trader Joe's wouldn't answer my questions. Rumors, again, were all I had to go off of. I heard that the owner had canceled the lease or that rent was too high, so Trader Joe's canceled the lease. I finally got in touch with Michael Diepenbrock. He's the owner. He told me that Trader Joe's canceled the lease, much to his disappointment.
And he's the owner of the overflow lot.
Yes, exactly. And the Burr's building. And still, I got no confirmation from either party on why the lease was canceled.
Okay, so it's been about, you know, 4 or 5 months, give or take. Where have been people parking in the meantime? You mentioned there's only, you know, a little over 60 spots, and there's definitely more than 60 people that go into Trader Joe's.
Yes, definitely. So Ace Hardware is probably the most popular one. It's right next door. The issue with that, though, is there are signs that say no Trader Joe's parking allowed. So I've never heard of anyone actually getting towed or any sort of reprimand. But the threat is there. So I get it if people don't want to. But some people take that risk and will park there just to avoid the mayhem. There's also the CVS, and that's across the street. And the issue with that is Folsom Boulevard is very busy. So,
and there isn't a crosswalk there.
There is no crosswalk. You'd have to walk like a pretty far distance, I think, to actually get to a crosswalk and then walk over. A lot of people I've seen just run across the street when there's like a break, and that can be dangerous. But CVS seems to be okay with it a lot of the time, but I've heard that they have cracked down on it in the past. Another option that I heard from people is, you know, parking in the surrounding neighborhoods can be an option, but like you wouldn't be able to take the cart with you, so you're limited on how much you could take unless you have like a cart or something of your own. Biking is something I've also heard is an option, and there is ample parking available at the front, but you run into that same issue. You know, you can maybe take one or two bags, and if you have a family, it just doesn't work, and that's kind of what I heard from a lot of people when I asked them, like, why don't you bike here? They can't just come get one bag or two bags and then be good for the week. They have to come multiple times.
So recently, I went to Trader Joe's and I noticed, hey, this annex lot is open. Do you have an idea when this reopened?
It was sometime last month, because when I noticed it, it was probably late February, and I had just been the week before, so it has to be kind of mid to late February. But definitely it was a welcome thing. And I think I mentioned the first time I was here, I was actually in that lot the day that it closed the first time. Like the chains had gone up and my car was in there and I was getting worried. I was like, am I going to get towed? And they opened in, and that's kind of what sparked my interest in this story.
That's so you were there the last day that it was open and you happened to be there around the time when it actually reopened. So what has been the response from customers? Because you did talk to a handful of people.
It's overwhelmingly positive. One person I spoke to, her name is Megan O'Hara, she told me that in her 24 years of driving, she'd never been in a car accident. And that main Trader Joe's lot changed that recently.
I drive a minivan, so I think somehow I just miscalculated last time when I was pulling in the lot and that I bumped a car.
O'Hara said that this is largely because of how narrow the spaces are in the main lot.
Yeah, that is a bummer. I mean, I have been there and also other Trader Joe's as well. And it's pretty dicey, you know, because the reality is people can be impatient. You know, we want to go in. We want to run our errands so we can go home and enjoy what we buy. And I always wondered if there were some fender benders.
Yeah. And even I've kind of ran into that situation. I was pulling in. I had to stop because some car was pulling out and someone bumped me in the back. It wasn't a big deal and we just exchanged information, but that does kind of take time out of your day or, you know, it adds to this very long journey of getting groceries at Trader Joe's sometimes.
Yeah, it also underscores the traffic safety concern that it does raise. It's more than an inconvenience. Who else did you talk to?
Yeah, so another customer who was there was Zhang Vang. She agreed with O'Hara's sentiments that the parking spaces in the main lot are too narrow. Here's what she had to say about how difficult it is to get her one-year-old son in and out of her car.
Plus, there's not a lot of space in between where I can, like, go in and out of, like, trying to put him in the car and out of the car. So this is nice that there's actual space out here for me to do that.
That's a really good point. They do have some parking attendants sometimes in the Trader Joe's parking lot to kind of help you navigate. But yeah, if you have to swing your sidecar door wide open, it is tricky because those parking lot spaces are so narrow.
Yeah, exactly. I have a very tiny car. I have a little Honda Fit. And even I have a hard time not dinging, you know, the car right next to me sometimes. So I can imagine if you have like a minivan, like that's probably 10 times harder.
Yeah. Also, you're close to Sac State, so I would think that Trader Joe's is popular among students.
Definitely. So I also spoke to Jared Danick. He is a Sac State student, and he told me he was ecstatic about the lot being opened and recounted how helpful it was when it first opened last year.
Well, once this place reopened back up, it was a lifesaver. You know, there was no traffic. People were in and out. I could go grab my groceries and back within 15 minutes before it was a 45-minute trip, which was quite the, you know, time crunch for me in my school studies. So now with it being closed, I wasn't able to do that again, and I had to plan accordingly, you know? So that really sucked, and it was a big bummer. But now that it's back open, today was the first day in which I came back, and I was so shocked to see that it was open, and it was literally a saving grace. It was like a gift from God.
That just shows how, you know, these what on the surface seem like, you know, pretty silly problems are actually a big deal in our daily routines for a college student. Like Jared just said, a gift from God, you know, because it made his day easier.
Yeah. And I mean, that's cutting his trip like that's a third of the time it used to take. So it's a big deal. And he also told me that he'd be willing to pay more for groceries if it meant getting access to the lot.
With it now being open, I think everybody is pretty happy. And I mean, if they have to raise the price of groceries, raise the price of groceries, because I'm not shopping anywhere else, baby. Trader Joe's.
Okay. Well, you have a Trader Joe's Uber fan there. So he's willing to pay a premium to expedite his experience. Did you reach out to Trader Joe's again? Did you get any clarity? I know it was kind of difficult the first go around.
Yeah, same roadblocks. No one wanted to talk to me. The same Trader Joe's spokesperson from the first story directed me to the podcast episode explaining why parking is so bad at Trader Joe's locations. And if anyone listened before, that's actually what she did the first time. Rumors were, again, all I had to go off of. This time, I heard from staff that ownership had changed and even that TJ's was planning on buying the $2 million property to make it permanent parking. However, I got no confirmation on that. when I got in touch with Diepenbrock, the owner, he confirmed that he was still the owner. The only difference was that Turton Commercial Real Estate now represents the property. Luckily, their website gave me more details, including the cost of the property, which I mentioned was $2 million, and the price of leasing, which is $4.98 per square foot a month. That means that Trader Joe's is likely paying close to $8,500 a month, which is roughly the cost of 3 full-time employees starting at $18 an hour, which is their starting pay.
And I would imagine, though, that that overflow lot is probably full as well, so it may justify the cost for having this to make the shopping experience better. And the fact that Trader Joe's has a podcast and also dedicated an episode to parking at Trader Joe's locations, I think highlights that this is far from an East Sacramento problem.
Yeah, definitely. The auxiliary lot has roughly 30 parking spaces, which increases Trader Joe's parking to around 90 spaces. That's still not enough to meet the high demand. Gridlock is still an issue. If you drive down Folsom Boulevard today, you'd still run into the same issue. And that's because not everyone knows about the lot and aren't taking full advantage of it. Neighboring lots are still antagonistic towards Trader Joe's customers. Ace hasn't taken down their signs or anything. And even biking, which could be a solution for some, you know, most people, it just wouldn't work for them. It still isn't safe, and a lot of them do have families.
Yeah. And it's not just Ace that shares is just next door to Trader Joe's, because there's other businesses. It's like a shopping plaza there in addition to Ace Hardware, as well as a taco stand as well. So you can grab a bite there. Given that you also have a biking series across Sacramento and you're looking at biking safety, traffic safety in the city corridor of Sacramento, I would think that this is also another interest of yours of why you were interested in the parking lot story at Trader Joe's, because it's not just an inconvenience. It can also be an issue of traffic safety and pedestrian safety.
Yeah. So speaking on the biking, I mean, there are projects in the works. There is a proposed project to add infrastructure to Folsom Boulevard, because there are no bike lanes, at least heading in one of the directions,
right.
I think east to west. There is no bike lane currently where the Trader Joe's is, and this project will add that. But there is no timeline. Like, we don't know exactly when that will be. It's proposed, and it could take years, maybe even a decade, to even see an improvement. So really, there needs to be another solution in terms of adding more parking, because Sacramento is a car-dependent city, and it just can't change overnight, right?
Right. Well, in the interim, for this hyper-local issue of a Trader Joe's in the city, we do have this overflow lot. Is this a permanent change, or could it close again?
So I wouldn't get your hopes up, Vicky, on it being permanent. Turton Real Estate recently posted an Instagram reel advertising the space for sale or for lease. Yes, Trader Joe's is leasing it now, but it's uncertain if any other person will offer, you know, the $2 million to buy it. So if Trader Joe's isn't willing to fork over that money, there is no guarantee that this will be a permanent solution.
Yeah. And finally, if you can just remind people of the city's Vision Zero plan, because it has been in the works for years. I remember reporting on it when I was at KCRA before Cap Radio. So I think it's important for people who live in the city to just be reminded of this initiative.
Yeah, so I believe it was passed in 2018, and it's the city's attempt to address these high-injury networks, which is like all the roads like Folsom Boulevard that experience many pedestrian and cyclist injuries and fatalities annually. And it brings up a good point, because if biking is going to be a solution, it needs to be safe for people. And until these concerns are addressed, at least for Trader Joe's, it'll always serve an example of how people behave in a place where cars for decades have been favored over pedestrians.
Mm. Gerardo, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Gerardo Zavala is one of Cap Radio's community reporters, and we have been talking about an update on the parking saga facing Trader Joe's in East Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer and technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here after the 3-day holiday.